fellow friends, and welcome to another episode of the You're Entitled to Your Opinion podcast. My name is Gordon, and you are...
Emma.
Emma, how are you?
Fine.
Fine. We were just discussing how we don't have, like, a nailed intro for this. Mm-hmm. This is going to hurt. It's just got that snappy intro. But I'm glad to be back with you.
I mean, we've been together all week.
We have been together all week, but just been back together recording.
I've seen you all week.
You've seen me a lot. I have. So this week, so for anyone tuning in for the first time, we like to talk about the entertainment in any form that we've taken in. We like to talk about what the other person has seen. Like, we say, like, oh, I saw this or I read this, so the other person hadn't. And if we get around to it, we talk about what we're excited about. We watched a lot of movies.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Well, we had a free weekend, like a completely open free weekend. And we watched a lot. We went to the theater twice.
Yeah.
Like back-to-back days we went to the movie theater. Mm-hmm. So some folks haven't been
for
to the
movie. Two different movies.
I know. So let's get started there. What did we see first?
We saw American Horror Story first?
Yeah, well, let's do movies. So,
okay.
So we saw Free Guy.
Yes.
Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Fantastic. very good movie. Like, for some reason, we're both sheepish to call it good.
Because, like, there's still a part of me where I'm like, I didn't laugh as many times as I thought I would. Because
right?
It felt like they had, like, cut down on some jokes. Because I know Ryan Reynolds probably had a bunch
of... He riffed. Of course he did. Of course he did.
Yeah, I feel like they, like, cut out some jokes that could have been better. But I like the plot, and I like the progression, I like the characters. That's good enough.
So, the premise is, Guy, mm-hmm. G-U-Y, is a non-playable character.
No, he's a game, like, a background character
in
a
game.
And
that's
he
right.
doesn't know it.
He doesn't know it, and this video game creator has created this immersive world, and people are sort of living in that world,
mm-hmm.
and Guy doesn't realize he's a character,
mm-hmm.
but then somehow he sees a player and he falls in love with her.
Because all of the characters are supposed to do exactly what, like, they're told to do, like, in the
gameplay.
That's
right, that's right. You...
But, like, the underlying plot is that, like, the guy who created Free City, which is where Guy lives, like, he stole a piece of another person's...
So this,
like,
other couple, mm-hmm. designed...
Not a couple...
This a guy and a girl, they designed a game somewhat similar.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the actor?
Joe Keery?
No. He did Thor.
Taiki Waititi?
Yes. He mm-hmm. stole the mm-hmm. the code for it. So you've got multiple worlds with these things going on, but the case is Ryan Reynolds' character is becoming more aware.
Mm-hmm.
More self-aware, he like actual
based
artificial
on,
intelligence.
Based on someone else's game, like, development.
That's right. And so, on one world, you've got Guy falling in love with the character, but in the real world, you've got the two designers and their relationship.
In the fake world, it's easier
to watch than it is to explain.
In the fake world, Guy is in love with one of the game developers. But in the real world, the game developer has her own, like, love interest.
That's right. And so, but the movie is fantastic special
mm-hmm.
effects, ton of very good special effects, because you're inside a video game. Ryan Reynolds does get some zingers out,
mm-hmm.
some Ryan Reynolds type, you know, it's like my mouth lost my virginity
yeah.
or something like that, when he tastes something
mm-hmm.
for the first time, and a lot of those kind of things.
There were so many, like YouTuber cameos that you didn't probably...
I don't know any of the YouTuber cameos.
Like Jacksepticeye, there was Dan TDM, there was, what's her name? I forget what it is. But she was, like, a Minecraft YouTuber or something. But, yeah. And so I'm like, oh, hey, I know all these people. Like, Ninja was in there. He was, like,
nothing.
He was the biggest, like, Twitch streamer. He was known for playing Fortnite.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there were a ton of celebrity cameo voices.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know The Rock was in there. Bunch
you know
of
John
others.
Krasinski.
Did not know they were in there at all.
Mm-hmm.
They did a good job with that. But
then the best one was the one where they meet what's the other dude's name? They created someone to, like, go, like,
they created a larger Ryan Reynolds, is that what we're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, like a better
dude.
Yeah,
his name
dude.
Was dude.
And he's like, he was, like, half-made, so he, like, doesn't have a brain, but he's, like, super strong.
Yes.
And so he was made because Taiki Waititi, he was like, well, I'm tired of Free Guy, like, running around. I need to create another dude to, like, combat him. And so he puts him in the game, and they go, like, hand-to-hand, and then...
Ryan Reynolds is like, like, the CGI is massive, mm-hmm. hulked out, and absolutely an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely an idiot.
And I guess, and so, like, in one of the, like, armors that Guy has, it's a Captain America shield.
Oh,
and,
that's right. Chris Evans made that.
And you hear, like, the Marvel music, and it's like, da, da, da.
Right.
And then it's just, you see, like, and then just a cameo of Chris Evans, and you're like,
Chris Evans is like, come on, dude. It's, yeah, very well. You know, it was lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
If
it's
you
like
look,
the first lighthearted piece of media I've consumed in a while.
I know. We watch so much horror
and I,
psychological and
I,
deep dives.
I jumped from BoJack to Shameless, which...
Oh, goodness gracious. So, Amy enjoyed it. I think it crossed everything. So,
yeah.
As long as you sort of like Ryan Reynolds, you're going to like this movie. And
or Joe Keery or Taika.
The dude from Stranger Things was in there.
He looked so good in this.
Did he really? You still like his hair? Okay.
Yeah.
That's very, very funny. So, I don't even... What's the name of the character in Stranger Things?
Steve.
Steve. I'm terrible with names. I'm absolutely awful with
names.
He
was the one who was a horrible person in the first season.
That's
and
right.
The
and
next,
he became
like,
a
three.
Good person in the second, and he completely misunderstood his coworker at the ice cream shop. Completely missed it.
It was
100%.
A Nepo baby.
Complete. Let's not even the Nepo babies. Let's not even
we
do that
We can do a
right
whole
now.
Deep dive on Nepo babies and... They're
terror.
Put
me to sleep
and
on your hatred of Nepo babies.
No, I don't hate Nepo babies. I don't like them if you're not talented. That's it.
Nepo babies are children of stars who get their job probably only because they're children of stars.
Like Maya Hawk, she deserved her role. I believe she could have gotten that if she didn't, like, if she wasn't, like, Uma Thurman's daughter.
Very talented. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So.
But, like, Cindy Crawford's daughter, Michael
I think she's got a chance. I think she's got a chance to be an actress. I really do.
But I don't think she would have gotten that role if she wasn't Cindy Crawford.
No, I don't think so.
That's
at all,
the problem.
So. But as we lose track on here,
mm-hmm.
Free Guy, I think I could enjoy watching again.
Yeah, I would watch it again.
I think you probably enjoy it a ton if you're a YouTuber or a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm neither.
If you're like a software developer, you probably would like it a lot more.
Yeah, that's
you
probably.
Like, because there's a part of it where it's like just like explaining like code. I don't understand anything of that.
Not at all. Not at all. But really enjoyed it. I think you're right. I think we've consumed and are presently consuming way too much heavy entertainment. There's almost nothing lighthearted.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the BoJack episode, which
we
have like three episodes of BoJack left.
Guys,
I'm so excited.
I'm going to lose you all in the BoJack. I don't know anybody who watches BoJack. We're six seasons in. We have three episodes left. I ended this episode like groaning.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I doing this myself? We will come back to BoJack.
Bye.
My recommendation, I'm going to hold off, like I told you today, about BoJack. I'll do that. But Free Guy, we both will give it huge thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
4.5 type stars out of 5.
Yeah, give it out 4.5.
Yeah, at least 4.5.
Yeah.
So then, the new Candyman is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Candyman in 1992 at Mendenhall Theater on East Carolina campus. Liked it as a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
I have no memory of the sequel, though I know I saw it.
I don't think we need to watch it.
Yeah, I never watched the reboot, and then there's this one. So, this one is the new one is a direct sequel,
mm-hmm.
co-written in some part and produced by Jordan Peele.
And the original Candyman was in it. Like,
oh, what a waste. That's going to be one of my criticisms. We'll get there in a minute. First female African-American director to have a number one film.
Took you long enough.
So, it's not my fault. I don't know.
Not saying you, but...
I'm sure no one ever decided not to see a movie for that reason, but it's good. It's good. I don't know about that. Either way.
Saying that there's a prejudice against black women in movies.
I would say that the average moviegoer is clueless of the director.
Think a few people still look
who directed Endgame?
That one dude. The Russo brothers.
The Russo brothers, just
yeah.
making sure. Okay.
Yeah.
But alright, so we watched Candyman 1992, and then the very next day saw the reboot.
Mm-hmm.
So, story of Candyman, basically if you say his name 5 times in the mirror,
yeah.
he's going to come kill you. He's
also,
got a hook.
Those rules of, like, 5 times, who says it at which time.
They're very loose. Very
yeah.
loose.
No, wait.
The name just has to be said 5 times, apparently.
So I have something to say about that. Because in the original Candyman, which I'm so glad we watched before this,
yes.
because if we didn't watch it, you would be completely lost.
Yes.
So, in the original one, when Helen first, like, summons Candyman, she's with her friend. And so
mm-hmm.
she says Candyman 4 times. And then, like, her friend says it, like, the fifth time, I think. Mm-hmm. Or, like, one of them says it, like, the fifth time. And I guess he still, like, comes in somehow. It's like, you didn't say it, like, 4-5 times consecutively. Like, in Beetlejuice, it's 3 times consecutively.
Yes. Like, the rules are a little bit loose. Mm-hmm.
And also, you can say it stuff in between it, and it would still work.
That's true.
So, what's, like, the time frame here?
I don't know.
And if you say it on a recording, is it any good?
I don't know. It's a good question. So, but in the first one, if you say his name, if you say his name's 5 times, he come get you. He has a hook. And he was a African-American artist in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And apparently he fell in love with a rich white dude's daughter. Mm-hmm. And they tortured him, cut his hand off, threw a hook on it, and burned him alive.
No, they smothered him in honey, and then...
That's right. Okay. And then smothered in honey, and that's where there's all the bees in there. So, the first one, Helen, is played by Virginia Madsen, who I thought was super, super attractive in college. That was also my Gina Davis phase. You see a commonality there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's doing research into urban legend.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't quite believe it.
Yeah, she doesn't believe it, but she says Candyman is coming to get her. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, she gets implicated in other murders, which is nice, okay? People keep getting killed, and they think she's done it.
When they introduced her name, Anne Marie, I think?
Ruthie Ann?
I don't think that's her name.
Ruthie Ann was the... Okay, go ahead.
And Anne Marie, the girl who... Anthony's mom. I think her name is Anne Marie, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can find that one out. So,
Anne Marie. Ahead. Yeah. When they first, like, introduced her, I'm like... Yeah, Anne Marie McCoy. See?
Okay, you got it. Played by Vanessa Williams.
When they first introduced her, I was like, she's just gonna, like, be like a throw off, just to say it. I put like an important black character in here. And then when they actually developed her character, I was like, whoa. I was like, you're an actual plot point. I was like, That's right.
Yeah. So I think what I enjoy about the first one, there's some decent kills in there, but for a horror movie, but
for a horror movie made in the 90s, it's pretty good.
I enjoyed how Helen kept getting caught. Like, the murders kept happening, and they kept finding ways to blame her. Mm-hmm. And in the...
Her stupid husband.
In the husbands that we hate almost as much as the husband in the first murder house. Mm-hmm. Her husband, the professor, we knew from the moment saw him.
Once you saw Stacy, you were like, she's a problem.
I did. I saw his grad student, and we're like, this is going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. And was it you that said... With a hairline like that?
Yeah.
You're going to cheat on your wife?
He has the McDonald's haircut where it's like, it literally like goes back into an M.
It hit cul-de-sacs.
It's like, dude, you have no right into like cheating. Like when Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. It's like, who are you?
Let's not get it.
Who are you to cheat on?
Well, like as Deadpool said, as Beyonce says, please stop cheating on me. But anyway, a joke for a different day. Very good early 90s horror movie. I think the early 90s was the dead zone for horror movies. Because we went from 80s slashers, and then we had to wait till Scream for horror movies to kind of be reignited. The early 90s is pretty dead. Candyman comes along, it's pretty decent. Mm-hmm.
I think it dragged a bit, because they just continued showing her in, like, worse situations. They're like, she's in the mental hospital. Oh, then she's here. Then she's, like, with her husband. And then she, like... Then she's dead. Wait, she's not dead. Then she dies in a fire. But she's not dead yet. And it's kind of like...
I think a nice effect was when she wakes up.
We are the TV stars, plastic surgery, porn.
You are... Stop looking at all these...
Sorry.
All right. The Helen wakes up. She's been in a mental hospital for a month, sedated. Mm-hmm. They bring her to talk to the counselor.
It's just everyone.
She's like, I can bring Candyman here. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, do it. Mm-hmm. She does. Candyman kills him. And then there's that scene where he, like, goes out the window.
Yeah.
Very well done. Yeah, I thought it was a nice little effect. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he has to do that. He apparently can appear out of nowhere. But I like, it's just a nice little effect. Mm-hmm. And if you watch it, there's a terrible faux pas in there. But anyway, special effects, they did what they could do. Mm-hmm. I like Candyman. Yep. I'm going to wind up one of these days having to do a long bike ride when it's raining outside, and I'm probably going to watch Candyman 2 just because I can't remember it was. But so
I did like that, like, he put, like, the mouth, like, he had an actual mouth full of bees, which is insane. Like,
that's right, it was no special effects, he just had a mouth full of bees.
Like, that's insane. It's, like, good for you.
Do you follow Virginia Madsen on Instagram by any chance?
No.
I went to her page just because I was curious. Mm-hmm. And she has that photo, and she's like, no special effects back in her day when she was covered in bees and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Good for you.
So
it's like the, I forget which movie it was, but this girl literally had to, like, sleep in, like blood for, like, a week.
No,
it's
exactly.
It might be, like, The Exorcist, but I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't want to think that.
The Conjuring, I think?
Conjuring.
One of them.
So I haven't seen The Conjuring, by the way.
No.
So
isn't
let's move on.
Supposed to be like the scariest horror movie ever or something?
I don't know. I think it's the same guy. The same guy did that. Did Saw? He's got that new one coming out, Malignant.
Oh, that actually looked pretty good.
Malignant, it did. So we'll talk about that maybe at the end of what we're looking
Landry
forward to.
Landry watched Conjuring and she was like, "Dave, it's like."
Everyone, spoilers ahead. We go see the brand new Candyman. It's 30 years later. Cabrini Green, which is the projects, has now upscaled. Upscale,
like,
homes, and there's still one set of projects that they have fenced off that's empty.
Mm-hmm.
And we discover, well, the movie shifts its perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Goes from the white woman trying to discover the truth to a, you can say, struggling African-American artist.
Mm-hmm.
His wife is...
His girlfriend is... He's not exactly struggling.
Well, they talk about his popularity being a couple of years ago, so he's kind of in a slump. He's got a girlfriend who's like an art curator.
Who was the girl in WandaVision.
That's right.
Was it like, it's not Storm.
No, she will be the next Captain Marvel.
But what's her name?
I do not know. I don't know on that. He decides to go down to Cabrini Green to take some photos to be inspired. And he learns that there have been other Candymen.
Monica.
Thank you, Monica. Monica Thombo?
Rambo.
Rambo?
Yes.
That there have been other Candymen. So apparently there was a guy with a hook.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wrongly accused by the cops.
That story actually
and,
made me really sad.
And killed.
But because, like, because the dude, he, like, went downstairs and he just wanted to kill.
So apparently, the storyline goes, if you are an African-American male who was killed unjustly at Cabrini Green, you can become the next Candyman.
Mm-hmm.
So while he's doing this, the artist gets stung by a bee, and things go completely wrong for him at that point in time. He gets obsessed in his art.
His hand becomes
infected.
How would you even describe the state of his hand?
It's so disgusting. It just gets kind of, like, it's cracked at first.
It looks
like... It's like a little mountain that wants to explode.
It looks like a mix of, like... You put all the spices you can find in your cabinet, and you mix, like the squeeze glue.
I don't
glue.
Like to think about it.
Like the squeeze glue, and you mix
it
all together.
Yeah, I don't like to think about it. But he does an art show, and in the art show, there is a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And if you open the mirror and look through it, there is another room where his art is in it. Kind of cool.
I like the idea. I think it looked really cool.
He tells them, say Candyman 5 times. So, teenage girl does it, and then the... douchebag owner of the studio who's got another girl, like another young girlfriend. Mm-hmm.
I didn't like him from the start.
He says it, and the two of them get straight killed.
It was like, it was like killed.
Killed, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but the progression goes from there is that the artist becomes more and more
obsessed.
Delusional, obsessed. People get killed. All the while, his arm and his face is literally turning into a honeycomb, and it bothers me to think about it. It's disturbing. It's good special effects, leading to a big climactic end.
You have to talk about the dude. I forget Burke. The dude who was like helping him, like teaching him about Candyman.
So there is a guy who owns a laundromat in Cabrini Green. And he's explaining the Candyman legend.
Because he was the kid who witnessed one of the Candymans.
He actually witnessed the Candyman before he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes. And so, lots of moving parts in that. We'll get to our highs and lows of this movie in a minute. But it has a big climactic ending with a large social justice point trying to be made. And with a little bit of comeuppance. And the original Candyman, Tony Todd, shows up at the end. pointlessly. Is it in his contract? Like, you can't make a Candyman without him showing up? I like Tony Todd. I do.
I think he did a great job as Candyman.
I like him.
He hasn't aged a day.
He has not. But the ending, he just doesn't need to be there. It was disappointing that. So, so tell me your thoughts, what you liked about it, and then we'll go into likes and dislikes.
I liked it, but I think they cut some scenes incredibly short.
The movie's only 91 minutes long.
Yeah, like, there were a lot of scenes, like, when... It was, like, there was one with his hand where he was, like picking at it. I'm like, go more. I'm like, I want to see.
I didn't know. Is that at the restaurant?
It's like after he slept on the broken glass. Which yes. It's, like, broken, bloody, like, hand. Like, broken glass in a bloody, infected hand. And I was like, you could pull more into that. And the entire dad storyline would...
Some reason... The girlfriend and her brother have a dad that keep talking about, but absolutely nothing happens.
Like, it's kind of like a D-plot that she's not taken seriously as an artist, that she's only known as, like, everyone around her.
Which would be in interesting.
If she was, like, an actual, like, a more important character in this.
Speaking of the artist's girlfriend. Right, yeah. Like, if she was more developed, yes.
I completely skipped over the fact that so, in the first one, Anne Marie has a little baby named Anthony.
Right.
And I guess if you haven't watched it in forever, you just completely forget this. And that, like, the baby was taken by Candyman. He was only, like, 2 years old. And then, like, taken back. Like, he
probably
was supposed to...
He was a baby.
Right. She said he was raised in Cabrini Green for 2 years.
That's right.
So, yeah. And so... Candyman, like, took him, like, as a young baby and then, like, had to get
Helen
him back.
Helen rescued him, and
yeah.
So...
Yeah, like, he was supposed to play a part in, like, the Candyman-Helen, like, fairy tale that he put out.
So the main character discovers he's that baby.
Yeah.
And we see the mom again for a single moment.
Hasn't aged a day either.
It hadn't aged a day for a single moment. So I think this is where we get into some criticisms, so...
I wish we forgot that his name was Anthony, because it would have been such a huge, like, moment... But because we didn't.
Yes. So, no good horror movie. You can't make a good horror movie in 91 minutes. I'm sorry. I think we have patience. I'll sit for 2 hours. I'll go 2.5 if you can entertain
me. I'm interested in the storyline already. Go
ahead. So, why? And again, I like the movie. Very entertaining. Fix the story. Like, explain what happened with the dad.
Yeah.
Or cut him out.
Because I...
Flesh out the girlfriend more.
Also, the dude, like... His, like, their dad was wearing, like, a Candyman jacket. And so when he, like, jumped off, I'm like, is her dad Candyman?
I know, there's a scene. Yeah, there's one weird scene about, what was a dream? Look, sweetheart, I believe I can fly. And, like, the father jumped out a window. And we're like, did that happen? Mm-hmm. Is that a dream? You're right, I forgot about that.
It was, like, while I was watching it, I'm like, is that ever gonna happen? And when he was like, I bet you didn't know I could fly, and then, like, jumped off. And I was like, wait a minute. And then it just went to, like, Anthony.
Is it real? Is it a dream?
I'm like, I would like to dive more into this.
Nothing of that. Like, give me 30 more minutes. I was disappointed in that. I think the underlying current of racial justice needed more. Except for just happening every now and then. Like, it needed to be fleshed out way, way more than it was actually fleshed out. And I think either they ran out of money, or they had no idea how to fix that script, or...
Jordan Peele just was not given director...
He can write to them. He produced it. So I just... There's some monster gaps in there. I think the movie could have been incredibly important.
Do you wish the movie
important.
Was more about the plot or the... underlying racial issue?
Well, I think you could have done both. I really do. I think because apparently the cops are on the lookout for someone.
Like, there's the, like, speech that, like, Candyman made at the, like, the last...
Yes.
The last, like, minute when she was in the, car.
Yeah.
And he was like, they're gonna remember your name as innocent, but you're not innocent, and you will remember that you are innocent. I'm like, that was a good line. I'm like, I like that line.
Yeah.
Can we flesh out more of that?
I think 30 more minutes would have fleshed out the plot line, and I think we could have understood, like, the menace of the social injustice was just thrown in there. I didn't feel it throughout the whole movie. And so I was talking to my friend Leon, and his point was, we all find it kind of funny when the four teenage girls die. But his point was, I have no connection to them. There's no way, like, it means nothing. It means nothing to me that they died.
She was just some girl who mocked his art and then was like.
He said it's a useless kill. Mm-hmm. He's like, the four of them dying. Now I found it funny, but it didn't.
I forgot about her when I saw her. I was like, oh yeah, here's a girl from the.
As soon as I saw her and she had the name necklace, I'm like, you're gonna die. I knew she was gonna die from the moment we saw her, but.
They were the bullies to that one girl, I was like, you're gonna die.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. But it didn't do anything. It had nothing to do with the plot. Literally.
Yeah, there were, funny, lines in there when she was like, oh, I forgot my vape, and she went back and she got killed. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. So we probably have more criticisms than normal, but it was still a very enjoyable movie. Yeah. Still very enjoyable. If you take the two of them in together, I think you've got pretty decent, movie experience. I'm sure... with this success, we'll get another one at this point in time. They'll have to.
So, going back to, Tarantino, you know how there's, Kill Bill 1 and Kill Bill 2?
Uh-huh.
Even though that's, those are both continuations of a story, you know how, you could watch, Kill Bill 1, but you're like, oh, I have to watch Kill Bill 2 now?
Right.
Do you think you could do that the same thing with, the original Candyman and then this sequel to the Candyman?
Like, watch them back to back?
Yeah, but, like when you watch the first one, you're like, well, I have to watch the second one now.
No, I think the first one's got its own history,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people don't care. This is not a reboot. It's a sequel. I mean, apparently enough for people. I mean, again, if you just watch this Candyman, you may not follow. You're going to get lost in some plot points.
You have to watch the
And I thought the flashback with the puppets was done very well. This is hard to explain.
Yeah.
When they do the flashbacks of the story, they do it in these silhouetted puppets.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Yeah. I thought that was a nice little touch.
Probably a nice contract loophole where you don't have to show
Virginia Madison's face, whatever. So. But she did promote the film, by the way. I mean, she got behind it.
She has voice. She has a voice acting in this.
She had a voice credit. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to because there's a lot of
it's
people.
The story's not about her.
Yeah, so. and Candyman was not Nightmare on Elm Street. It was popular, but it wasn't Scream. It didn't have mm-hmm. those kind of numbers enough for a sequel. But then again, mm-hmm. every horror movie is enough for a sequel. It feels like these days. And so all right. So we
completely skipped over some parts of the plot there.
I know. sort of like the writers. But we went from Free Guy. Mm-hmm. to Candyman 92 mm-hmm. to Candyman 21.
We went from Free Guy to Candyman 1, Candyman 2. Like, all in this span of, less than 24 hours.
No wonder I've been so heavy lately. Because now, mm-hmm. the launch of American Horror Stories
Yay!
Season 10?
Yes!
Episode 1 and 2 came out. And do you want to get started?
Yes, okay. So, originally, American Horror Stories sucked so much.
The summer anthology series.
The summer anthology series.
Very bad.
Sucks. I hate it. I hate most of the episodes. And so I completely forgot, because I watched Apocalypse, in the midst of that, which is known as one of the worst American Horror Story seasons.
Right.
And it was a pretty bad plot, and it wasn't, good at all. And so, I watched that, and then, this horrible, anthology series. I'm like, well, American Horror Story just sucks. And then I watched this, and I'm like,
your
this
hopes
is great.
Have been rekindled. I'm so doubtful that they can keep. Well, it's only a half season. That's right.
Well,
so
American Horror Story.
It's two half seasons,
yeah,
right?
American Horror Story 10 is split into two halves. So one's on sea and one's on land.
I have hope. That means this one is what, five episodes, six episodes?
I think it might only be four.
Okay, I have hope. But let's get to the plot. Who knew?
Okay, first, before we get into all that, the promos for this are always, we were told that it was going to be about sirens, aliens, and something else.
I haven't seen either one of those yet.
In the promo pics, you can see it. There's, the aliens.
No, I'm saying in two episodes, we've seen neither sirens nor aliens.
So I was really, really wondering how they're going to tie into the alien part of this. Because this right now is about vampires.
Yes, so there is a struggling author.
Mm-hmm.
His wife.
Pregnant wife,
interior decorator, and their violinist daughter.
Of course.
They get,
what else can
they
you do?
They get paid. The wife gets paid
to
move to this Maine
Yeah, Provincetown.
Provincetown, Maine.
Small town.
Small town on the water. Mm-hmm. During the winter, everyone's gone.
Gray.
She is being paid to decorate this house. He's going to work on his pilot. He wants to write a script for a pilot. He's had a little bit of success, but not a lot.
Yeah.
And the daughter's just going to practice all summer, all summer long.
Seemed like an actual, like, good family.
Not summer,
for...
all winter long, whatever the case may be. They're homeschooling her. When they get there, the house is very drab. There are these rictus-looking people they
these
see everywhere.
Bald people with, like, sharp, like, very, like, large shoulder pads.
Everything's right angles.
Yeah, that are trying to eat them, I guess.
So they break into the house attack them, and the husband kills one. And
the police are no help.
The police are like, eh, it won't happen again. So the husband goes down to a bar, and they were going to go out on a date or something, and the wife was sick, I forget.
She's pregnant.
And then all of a sudden,
we meet Evan Peters and Frances Conroy.
From season one.
And season, all of them.
I know, but I haven't seen all of them. They were in season one.
They're also in,
I know, they're also in Cold. Yes. I know, so... And they sing Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton. It's so funny.
It's like an amazing, like, character, like, opener. Because it just immediately, you're like, who are these people?
I know, I know. And so, they get done. They invite him over, to the author to come over. And so, finds out that she is a novelist.
A very, very famous novelist.
And he is a...
Tony Award-winning
screenwriter, playwright. And they come there every season write, and they just churn out popular bestsellers.
They're like, this place is like the place to like.
Every time we come here, I just write a novel and people love it, or I write a screenplay. And
we also get sort of introduced to Macaulay Culkin's character, but not really.
Macaulay Culkin is a drug addict, and then Sarah Paulson is a crazy
TB Karen,
tuberculosis ridden.
We don't know. She
woman.
Doesn't have tuberculosis, but they just call her that.
Right. She's got a nasty cough.
We don't really know what's her deal right now. She looks sickly, and she's working for Frances Conroy's character is Belle Noir, so she's working for Belle Noir.
Right. Yes. So after the author kills the guy in their house, they're like, we are moving home.
Yeah.
So that's the plan. What trips us up is that Evan Peters offers the author a black pill.
Yeah. He's like, hey, come over. I have something for you.
If you take this pill, you will immediately become creative, will not be able to stop writing, and you're going to produce the best thing you've ever produced if you have talent. Yeah. The catch is,
if you don't, you turn into those bald square things.
But also, there's a catch for both of them. No matter what, you become
A vampire.
That's right. And so, if you're talented, you're a talented vampire. Yep. If you don't have talent, you turn into like those right angle square
inside out humans
that just eat
anything?
Animals. Eat animals. Yeah, whatever. Just to suck blood. And so, there becomes this great tension because the author's like, I gotta stay here and write. I'm writing the best thing. In fact, it's so good, he immediately excels it and gets on option on Netflix with Joaquin Phoenix. Like,
when it's on a Hulu show.
His
but
life, his life just takes off. But you see there's this tension because the wife is the interior decorator, and I don't believe she has any talent whatsoever.
No.
She's arguing two colors of beige, and I'm like, no. And then,
and when she was showing it to her daughter, who has talent because she later takes the black pill.
At the end of the second episode, she takes the black pill, becomes a phenomenal violinist, and then turns on her mom. Like, well, mom, you just don't get it. You don't have talent like your dad. So there's all these things set up. The author, by the way, straight up vampire, sucking blood and everything.
Yeah.
Killing people underneath the dock. You know, finding people on Craigslist, sucking their blood. Things I think are going to happen.
Okay. Something's wrong with that baby. Something is wrong with
that baby. She's pregnant. If the mom takes the black pill, she's going to turn into one of those creatures.
What happens to the baby inside?
That's the good question. I think it's the end, and we may all be angry at the ending of the story. Like, but she's not going to have talent. She's going to turn into one of those bloodthirsty creatures.
Also, Macaulay Culkin's character took the...
Macaulay Culkin stole one and is now writing, and looks like he has talent. Sarah Paulson's like, don't take it.
Yeah.
She knows about it, doesn't take it. So really what we've got going on, interestingly enough, is like this... community of really talented vampires. And really the only people who haven't taken it that really matter are Sarah Paulson and the wife. The sheriff is such a small character.
Yeah, but she's known in, sort of, in the American Horror Story. Also, we still have Leslie Grossman, Ursula,
The dentist?
No. Oh, yeah, the dentist who, sharpens the teeth, that's Billie Lord. Her name is Lark. She's also a vampire. But we have Ursula, who's his manager or something.
Is she going to get more involved in the plot?
I know she comes to the town. That's what
okay.
I know.
Okay, all right. So, yeah. So we're two episodes in. We're not quite sure what we get here. Four or six.
Oh. Yeah, I know there's... I think there's either 10 or 12 episodes total.
Six each. Okay.
So I said 10 or 12. Not sure, though.
Okay.
But I know that Lily Rabe's character, who's the mom, she famously dies in, every single season.
Okay, so maybe she'll famously die in this one.
Her character, it's known for just, how do you kill her off, so.
What I will say is, in plot setup, I'm enjoying this plot setup as well as season one.
Yeah.
It's a really nice plot setup. Mm-hmm. Amy's hanging in there.
Yeah.
we'll see how long that lasts. And Amy is not... Of course, she watched Candyman, too, but yeah. She'd seen Candyman as well.
I think... With American Horror Story, what they do well is they start off, the first episode, really well, and then it just kind of starts to dwindle.
I really hope they've thought through this plot, because I'll be disappointed.
I've shown you the good seasons. I've not shown you the very, very bad ones.
Well, I've only seen 1.5 seasons. Yeah. That's all
I've
seen.
Those are the really good ones.
Okay.
But, season four...
I have
four.
High hopes for this, so... Episode 3 comes out in 2 days.
Tomorrow.
Comes out on Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Okay. We're so behind on What If. We haven't even talked about What If.
Oh.
I know. I still want to watch it, though, and so yeah. I may have to go ahead without you guys on that
one. No, I want to watch it because I want to talk about it.
And we haven't talked about the Spider-Man trailer.
Whole other story.
That may be a whole episode in and of itself. But it was one of the things we were talking about to come, though.
Was it your thing?
No. So real quick, let's share what we watched solo.
I've not watched anything solo.
I have one thing to share with you.
I've watched... Shameless, which
I watched The Doorman with Ruby Rose.
Okay.
And Ruby Rose is a very famous
actress turned model, I guess.
Well, she's a model turned actress. She's also a huge pride advocate, yes. And she was Batwoman on CW, but quit after one season. If I'm not mistaken, she is probably in. Is she in John Wick 2? I think she might be. She's in John Wick 2.
Mm-hmm.
She plays. A mute character in John Wick 2.
She was also in John Wick 3.
Yes, she was. But in The Doorman, here's the... Again, nice tight action movie. 90 minutes is fine.
Good.
She was a decorated military.
Mm-hmm.
And she was protecting a woman and her child at an embassy. And they were killed.
Yeah.
And she fought valiantly. But she wound up getting discharged.
Okay.
There, lots of military issues. At the front end, there's a lot of PTSD. It goes away very quickly.
Of course.
Of course. She gets a job as a doorman.
No, the voice thing. I just want...
she gets a job as a doorman of a large New York-style... townhome apartment thing that's getting ready to be closed for renovations. And there's one family who's staying there, which happens to be her dead sister's husband and two kids.
Oh, fun.
And then there's an old family who's staying there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the whole thing shut down for renovations. And we discover that a terrorist group is going in. Because the old man was from Germany, and he knows where those old paintings are, and they're hidden in the walls of the hotel apartment. So she's got to go all badass and fight them.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 out of 5, it's not awful. You can't make a sequel out of The Doorman? When are they going to... The building's going to get attacked again? She's not a bad action star, you know. She's right now.
I don't think it takes a lot to be a good action star.
Well, I'm saying she's able to fight. You've got to be able to fight some, mm-hmm. and I started another one of hers that was on Netflix, that like SOS Black Ops or something, and I got 10 minutes in, and I just have not had that much time. So I can't listen. If you're looking for a quick action movie, watch The Dormant. It's on Hulu. It'll get you there. But that's, man, that we have taken in a lot of content, and all of the time right now we have been just deep diving on BoJack, which we will finish. In the next 2 days.
Yay.
We might finish BoJack tomorrow. We have 2 days to go. And guys, I don't know what to tell you about this episode. Like, if we do a BoJack episode, mm-hmm. you can't listen to it.
Yeah, there's no way that you can look at any BoJack Horseman content.
Like, we may not do an episode on it, because you can't listen to it unless you've watched all of it.
Yeah.
So, I just tell you, it's...
It's just that show is so...
It's the most... It's unnerving.
But it's so good.
It
That's
is
the
well
problem.
Done. The characters... I ended that last episode
it shows you
yelling
just
at the TV.
So many different perspectives. And it shows you so many different, like, people and how they're, like, what is a good or bad person, really.
Not a whole lot of good people in the show, but...
There's, like, Todd.
I do love Todd. But let's not... We can't get into it. We can't get into it. So, but anyway, so... Candyman, you gave how many stars? How many? 4 out of 5? Is that what you said? 4.5?
I think so, yeah. I think Candyman 1, I gave 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Candyman Part 2, 4.5 out of 5.
And Free Guy, you gave?
Like 4 stars.
If you had to rate American Horror Story.
Right now? It's pretty. It's like 4.5 out of 5.
Pretty strong. It's pretty starting pretty strong. And I would have to give The Dormant 2 out of 5.
It has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes so far. Which.
It's hard to live up to, so, all right, so anything else, Emma, before we wrap it up?
No.
I am greatly enjoying doing this show with you. I'm having an absolute blast, and we're finding a rhythm in everything except for our intro.
Mm-hmm.
And also, props on the new logo, by the way. I appreciate that.
What
so, good
thing.
Job. So, let's see, you're entitled to your opinion in a homemade kiss sketch
yeah.
font.
I just drew, like, a bunch of, like, paint together. I was like, well, I have this, why not put your...
Did you see my text today, Gene Simmons now has COVID?
Yeah.
Paul Stanley's doing better. He's kind of, he's, okay. Like, yeah.
Joan Jett had to cancel one of her concerts because one of her bandmates got, like, it was literally the concert, like, right after us. I was like, oh.
Okay. Well.
As long as it wasn't me.
All right, so we'll be back next week. We know next week we will have American Horror Story update for you. And I don't know anything else.
I'll probably watch something.
I'm sure. But I doubt we're going to take in as many movies between now and then as we did last week. So, but new American Horror Story update. And hopefully, maybe a movie Friday night or something like that.
Yay.
All right. All right, Emma. Talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right. See you. Bye.